Well, hopefully during this time, in the previous stage, as the child's de-escalating, they've given the child an independent activity to go do. They get the class back on task, get them focused, and then the teacher needs to go back to this child and say, I know this is really uncomfortable, and I'm feeling uncomfortable with everything that just happened too, but we need to talk through it. If you don't know what the trigger was, say, I didn't even see this coming. I just all looked over and I saw you doing this. What happened before that? And basically what you're doing is a brief functional assessment interview to figure out, why did this happen? What set the stage for this? And then you come up with a plan of action so that, like, if it was something as simple as, when I gave you that answer and you said I was wrong, it totally embarrassed me in front of all my friends. And then I just didn't feel like doing anything. And then, the more I thought about it, the more mad I got at you because I felt like you embarrassed me. And it may be that the teacher totally missed that, didn't even realize that her saying, no, that's not quite right, was offensive to the child or, was humiliating in some way. So they come up with a plan. And it can be as simple as maybe the child needs a little more time to think about questions so that they can come up with the right answer. So and you come up with something like, this afternoon, I'm going to ask you this question in our discussion section. I want you to think about this. And if you want to bounce your ideas off me before then, that's fine. Or you can even say, if you're in the course of a normal conversation, say, Jesse, I'm going to want your opinion on this in just a second, but I'm going to go ahead and over here and ask Alexis her thoughts on this. That gives that child a couple seconds to, okay, she is going to ask me a question. It's going to be okay. For some kids, it's really, really hard for them to get any kind of negative feedback or be told that something's wrong. It's very personal to them and it feels attacking rather than supportive. So for those kind of kids, you can come over and say, I know you're finishing up your writing activity right now. I'm going to come back in just a couple minutes and we're going to edit your paper just for capitals and periods. That's all we're going to look at. But I want you to double check your work before I come back. So that lets them know I'm about to get some feedback. I've got a chance to double check it myself and I need to be ready to hear what she has to say. So it's a way to come up with a plan during that phase to prevent going through that whole cycle again.